News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The COP29 talks opened yesterday with calls for global cooperation and fresh warnings about climate disasters. But proceedings quickly ground to a halt in a fight over the agenda. And Victoria Seabrook, Sky News climate reporter in Baku, joins us this morning. First of all, Victoria, good morning to you. Can you take us through what happened yesterday?
Yeah, so yesterday was the sort of procedural opening of COP. Today is when the leaders arrive. There's always a day before that where they sign off on the agenda. Sounds very straightforward, but actually, you know, these are 2 weeks of negotiations, and that starts with negotiating over even what makes it onto the agenda. And there was a lot of tension over one of the things that was agreed last year at COP28 in Dubai. You may remember the sort of headline pledge that came out of that was to transition away from fossil fuels. And there was some wrangling over how that gets discussed this year. That's actually not going to be the sort of the main topic of this year's COP. Each COP has a slightly different focus, but lots of countries are saying, you know, fossil fuels, number one cause of climate change. We need to devote a good amount of time to discussing this. The host nation is Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan is highly reliant on its oil and gas. It seems quite open to glossing over talks about fossil fuels. But in fairness, as I say, each COP, it does have one, it has a sort of a few main focuses. And this year is actually all about money. It's about cash.
Okay, the funding. We had some of those issues with the glossing over last year, of course, as well. What can be expected today, Victoria?
So today it opens with all of the leaders arriving. There are around 100 world leaders coming. That's not as many as in recent years. And so some have been concerned that suggests sort of a lack of political interest. But actually, it's only been in recent years where leaders have started to come. And there's been a lot, even more kind of fanfare around the COP. And even though some leaders aren't coming, you know, it's not that those countries won't be present at all. But that they'll still have their ministers and their delegations and negotiators and so on. All the countries are still sort of represented here, but certainly a lot of the G20 leaders are missing, distracted by what's going on at home. For example, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, his government is in disarray. Macron is dealing with domestic issues. The Dutch Prime Minister is still dealing with the fallout. President Lula in Brazil and so on.
And in terms of the impact that lack of leaders is having, and also in terms of the impact, I suppose, that the US elections, the future Trump presidency is having, is there a different atmosphere? Is there more of an atmosphere of defeatism here?
Well, there has been a lot of talk of dark clouds kind of hanging over this COP, as you say, because of the result of the US election last week. Trump, a known climate skeptic, set to take the White House from January, and also these leaders missing. And these negotiations, they're hard every year. You know, it's nearly 200 countries each kind of fighting for their survival as they see it. But that means very different things depending on, you know, whether you're a vulnerable island nation losing your coastline to the sea, or if you're an oil producer and you rely on that for your economy. So these negotiations are always difficult. They have got that much harder knowing that the US may well be absent very soon, because what they're trying to do this year is agree a new fund to help developing nations deal with climate change. So that's things like ditching fossil fuels and going straight for clean energy. Clean energy can be more expensive for them up front, so sometimes they need some help to do that, and also to cope with the impacts of climate change. So if you're expecting that one of the very wealthy and highly polluting nations, the US, is likely going to withdraw from this process, that does make it even harder to come up with something really ambitious.
Victoria Seabrook, Sky News climate reporter in Baku, thank you very much for joining.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Joining us.